The gig's cancelled. We're just going to hang here.
Yeah.
Have some Moet. Have some flowers between friends.
Nice. That's cool, in a mason jar. You love that.
Because just we're doing it for you.
Rosé for a rose, yeah?
I like that. It's beautiful. Are you well?
Yeah.
Feeling great?
Yes, yes. Feeling very energized.
Do you have that thing where no matter how much you travel or where you are and how much fun you're having, you imagine getting into your own bed and you're just like,
ah. Yeah. You know, but fortunately, I've been able to sleep in some of the greatest beds ever in the most nicest hotels in the world. So, yeah, but there's nothing like your bed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or your kids to kick you out of your bed.
You know? I haven't experienced that yet.
Stay single as long as you can. No kids.
Right, I'll tell my husband that. Tell my mom that. She's like, there is so much kind of focus around not just you but everyone on this tour. Your whole team is like this moving machine and everyone's kind of – I get the honour every night to kind of stand side of stage as everyone goes on and there's laser-sharp focus.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? What kind of preparation goes into this that keeps everyone so kind of single-minded?
Well, everybody here is a professional.
Yeah.
And they really are doing this because they've been studying, preparing – there's been a preparation, obviously, for this show, but they've been preparing their entire lives for these moments. And although they may not necessarily be singing, they're actually acting out the other aspects of what it is that I offer as an entertainer.
Yeah.
Dance. It is a universal language, no matter how you want to cut it. You know, no matter where you go, everybody feels the dance. So that's what that is. I think that everybody comes with the intent of giving their all and making it a memorable moment for the audience in front of us.
Yeah. And how do you keep that energy up? Because you come on stage and you come up and it's that moment and then it's like 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So do you conserve that energy every other, and then once you go on, it's like kind of 2 days worth of, how do you do that?
Just missing it.
Yeah.
You know, after being away from this as long as I have, because I haven't played shows like this in a while. And to be back here in Australia to do it, which has always kind of been a safe haven for me to just be creative and just have fun. It's that. That's the energy. The audience is the energy. You know, the intention is to give them something that's memorable. Yeah. You know, yeah, that's choreography, but then there's magic that happens the entire show. And that right there, it's actually instigated by the audience.
Yeah,
and the more that they give you the energy, the further I go, the higher I go. We feel that energy. Yeah.
I get to go out there for 30 seconds and I'm like, and I'm on the Usher scale, I'm kind of like in the basement. with Lil Jon, it's so cool, so genius to bring him out. At what point did you go, if I'm going to go to Australia, if we're going to do this properly, maybe I'll bring my mate along? What did that look like? Was it a WhatsApp? Was it a call? Like, hey.
You know what? I think it was a collective of us being around each other. We'd actually done some shows together. We did a show in Las Vegas.
Cool.
And that was the first time we kind of did a mashup of ATL sounds. It wasn't necessarily all of his records, but some of his records. And it really reminded us of how amazing we are effortlessly on the stage. And his energy is like the beat that we need, you know? I can give you energy. I can dance for you. I can sing for you. I can make love to you, all of those things, you know, on stage. But that energy that Jon offers, and having that throughout the entire show and him come out and do his personal set within my set, it was like this is the type of show that I think, you know, they deserve. I felt like it's been a minute and I wanted to do something that was special. So we decided to put together a show that mashes both of our magics together.
So
there are times when we, you know, in the show, we do remixes that have never been heard. And we try things that have never been experienced. But it's a bit impromptu. You know, sometimes he'll come downstage. Sometimes he and Iz will kind of just go off the cuff and play older records, you know, just to remind people how long we've been doing this. and then also, too, he plays some of his records. Do you know The Window from the Wall?
And the sweat dropped down my balls.
Do you know? You have balls. All right, so do you know the difference between The Window and The Wall?
No.
You don't?
No.
Please, I'm so happy Jon ain't in here. He would have a conniption, you know. But it's all of that. It's like everything that he offers you in his show and everything that I like for my audience to experience in terms of just the energy of what Atlanta is and the camaraderie that we have as entertainers, both performing the records that we've been successful together on and just individually been successful.
And I love the idea that when he is window to the wall, you're enjoying that as a fan, as someone who loves music. You're getting to, you know, hop on that vibe. It's amazing. And he's outside of stage. He's lying down. He just spends 10 minutes just lying down on a rider, just like on a box. And I'm like, is that Lil Jon? Like, yeah, he's just resting. I'm like, cool, man, you do you.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance?
He's earned that right.
He has absolutely earned that right.
He can lay down as long as he wants. Yeah.
Have you had a chance to find some creativity while you've been here and have those moments of quiet where you're actually not just performing or not just, you know, seeing Australia, but having time to create and think and dream and do all that stuff?
I've had the opportunity to visit Indigenous cultures. And also to have the ability to understand the history of Australia. Did a little shopping, got a chance to get out and eat some really good food.
We
I had
food
more than
well.
Bugs. I love
oh,
those.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, people, I mean, from America would think that you're like eating bugs, but it's like it's
yeah, yeah.
bugs
well, the
of the
idea,
ocean.
Okay, if that's a bug, then I guess a lobster is a roach. That's what I always say. Like,
that's
so
a
I,
very,
I got
very
over,
good point.
I got over it, you know what I mean?
And lastly, on the OMG tour, you bought Trey out.
I had Honeybug today.
Honeybug. I don't think I've even had that.
Yeah, this is my first
only
time
Usher
having
gets
it too.
That.
It's pretty exquisite.
Maybe it was just some like normal thing they just told you was some made up honeybug.
It could have been.
I won't tell
maybe
anyone.
Maybe they just doused
a placebo
you know,
effect.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe they doused a Morton Big Bug in honey.
Honey, done.
There you go. Yeah.
Yes, the OMG tour, you bought Trey out. It's been, 7 years since then. It's a long time. Going on these tours and, you know, you had a small part in like, having seen someone come up through the ranks, is that an awesome moment for you? And who did that for you? Who can you remember said, hey, why don't you come on this tour somewhere in the world with me?
The reason why I do it is because Janet Jackson did it for me.
So cool.
She took me out on my first major tour and also to Mary J. Blige. She took me out for the first time. Before that, it was P. Diddy and the family.
That's wonderful because then you have a shared experience.
There you go.
Their legacy is your legacy and your legacy is Trey's legacy. And that's what we're on earth for, right?
That's right.
It's wonderful.
Music is shared.
Amen.
You know, it ties us all together.
Absolutely.
I'm serious when I say that dance is a universal language.
Yeah.
But music is definitely the one that I think brings us all together. It shares some of our most tumultuous times.
Mm.
It allows us to get over, you know, some of the hardest shit that we'll ever go through and have some of the most amazing experiences in happiness together, no matter what you look like, where you come from, how young, how old, how high, how sober, you have a great time.
Amen. So, well, I think that's exactly what the world needs.
Yeah.
So keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for making time to
Are
come out
Are you saying
and
that
do
the world
thing.
Needs to be more high? Is that what you just said?
Or did I say the world needs to be more sober?
Oi!
Well, the Moet is there for a reason, Usher. We're going to practice what we preach and get this party happening.
There you go.
Thank you for making time to come out here to chat with me. It's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much.
Absolutely.